Welcome this morning to the virtual service of Berea Baptist Church. We hope that you're doing well where you are. We know that we are going through some very trying and challenging times, and so we're hoping today that we can bring you the good news of Jesus Christ, of His grace, His mercy, and His love, and as the song that we just heard, Grace and Glory, reminds us, we have received God's unmerited favor, His grace, His love, and we have the opportunity to share the gospel story wherever we are. So welcome today, and thank you for joining the podcast. We have one announcement that I would like to remind you of. As we're continuing to meet remotely, you can still make contributions to Berea Baptist Church. You can do it online through PayPal if you feel that comfortable with using that method, or you can mail contributions to Berea Baptist Church, P.O. Box 110343, Durham, North Carolina, 27709. We do have a birthday that we've had this week. On March 21st, Connie Small celebrated birthday, and so we join Connie in wishing her a happy birthday celebration. We also have several of our members that we want to continue to remember in prayer. And so please continue to lift up Ann Williams, Aubrey Vickers and Juanita Vickers. Lori Gentry and Mike, and also Lori's mother. Continue to remember her as well. William Small is still continuing on fighting the great fight, so please lift him up, and also Linda Fogelman as well. There's a really good supportive team of family and friends as it relates to William, so we want to continue to encourage them and to lift them up. Continue to remember Sherry Alloway. Also, Brandon Hudson. Please continue to lift him up. And then two persons that we mentioned a couple of weeks ago. One's at the VA hospital, a person that was prayer was asked for based on an encounter that we had, and we were informed of concern. And also a friend that I know that had some recent surgery, some lung surgery. So if you would remember James Smith, who's been treated at the VA, and then Miles Compton, who has been affiliated with the Wake Forest University Medical Center, if you'll continue to remember them in your prayers. And so at this time, I'd also like to mention to you that we will continue the podcast on next Sunday, so please join us. Please let others know of the availability that they can still worship and be a part of a worship service and be fed by the Spirit of God in this time where we're making all types of adjustments to our daily schedules. So if you would please bow with me, and we will have a word of prayer, and then we will have our offertory hymn, Jesus Loves Me. And we will have that time where we think about spreading the good news. May we pray. Our Father, we thank you for all the gifts that we have been given. And even in a time where we are facing the crisis associated with the coronavirus, we know that you are here with us, that you will guide us, and that you will protect us in all that we do. We ask that you strengthen us, give us compassion, give us faith, help us to have that peace in our hearts and in our souls, that we know that we can trust on you and trust in you. We can trust in your word. We know that your Spirit is with us. And then in those times when we may feel like things are crushing in and closing in on us, help us to realize that you are in our midst and you are lifting us up. We ask that you please lift up and to heal as possible, and in every way, lift up and care and provide that calmness for each person that we have mentioned on our prayer list today. And dear Lord, we know that there are many others, and we know that those that are listening to this podcast also have others that are on their minds. And so we lift them all up to you, asking for your healing, for your presence, and for your favor and mercy and grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Opening hymn this morning will be 652, Jesus Loves Me. We'll sing the first and last verse of Jesus Loves Me. Let us stand and sing together.
Jesus loves me. Dear Lord, the Bible does tell us that Jesus loves us. And throughout the Old and the New Testament, we are reminded that God's love continues. And it was there then, it is here now, and it will be here tomorrow. Dear Lord, we ask that you take these gifts and these offerings and use them to further your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Now time for us to enjoy the children's story. And we will be continuing the children's story throughout this time that we are continuing to meet remote. And so I encourage parents, grandparents, and caregivers to let your children know that we will be having the children's story and that they can be a part of it. And that we'll also provide some resources in terms of things that you can be doing with your child at home so that they can continue to be a part of what we do. And so today I'd like to ask our children to come together and let's talk about something that I think we may have all seen before. Think about a bird's nest. Have you ever seen a bird's nest up in a tree when you're walking? They are the home for the little birds, particularly when it's time for them to be born. And I've had the opportunity a couple of times at my home, at our house in Durham and also in Hillsboro, for a little bird, mother bird, would come and decide to build her nest right there at the light at the front of the door. And it's been very interesting to watch her. She will come and bring the twigs and carefully put them in place. She will also watch in the tree as we come in and out of the door to see what we're doing and to make sure it's safe, that her nest that she is building is safe. And over time, we find that she may actually lay her eggs and will set on the nest until the little babies are born. You know, she reminds us of something that's very, very important. She's protecting those eggs and those little babies as they hatch. She's protecting them. You know, God also protects us. And your parents and your grandparents and the caregivers that you have, they all love you very much and they care for you as well. And so we can remember this little bird as she sets on her nest. And oftentimes, you'll see another bird that will be watching off in the distance, trying to make sure that everything is okay. Just remember that whatever we are going through, that God is always with us and that He protects us. And what I want to share with you is a story about a shepherd, one who takes care of the sheep and little lambs. And in this story, think of yourself like that little lamb as you get ready to go down to sleep and rest, that you can be assured that God is taking care of you and that your parents and your caregivers are taking care of you. So let me share this story with you. It goes like this. God, I hear you sing to me as I curl up to sleep. You tell me you're my shepherd and I'm your little sheep. And like your special little lamb, I trot and walk right by your side. And I will never be afraid because you are my God and my guide. God is our guide. He takes care of us. As your parents, your grandparents, your caregivers take care of you, God is also taking care of you. And parents, I'm asking that if you would, please share the 23rd Psalm with your child, with your children, and assure them in this particular time that we are going through now that they are being protected and that God loves them. Thank you very much. Our sermon topic today is being rich toward God. And we're going to put the Old Testament and the New Testament passages together. And then we'll move to a special music selection and then go into the sermon. But being rich toward God. So if you have your Bible and would like to follow with me, for the Old Testament reading, please turn to Proverbs chapter 3, verses 27 and 28. This is two verses that remind us of the importance of sharing the resources that we have. It goes like this. When it is in your power, don't withhold good from the one to whom it belongs. Don't say to your neighbor, go away, come back later. I'll give it tomorrow when it is already there with you. The point here is, in this time of crisis with the coronavirus that we are addressing right now and with the attempts to practice social distancing and things like that, let us also remember, though, that if we know that there are persons in need and there are persons that we can help, may we practice generosity and hospitality as much as we can and as much as we are able. For we have been truly blessed in many ways. And this is a time in which we as Christians also want to continue to look after persons that we know are in need. And so that Proverbs passage reminds us of the importance of hospitality and generosity at all times. Now, the New Testament passage that I want to share with you is from Luke's Gospel. So if you will turn to Luke, and let's focus on chapter 12. In this chapter, Jesus tells us a story, a parable of the rich fool. And it reminds us sometimes that we go on as if we are in charge of everything and that we're not vulnerable, that things are just fine and that we can take care of things just fine. This passage, though, reminds us that sometimes our riches may be misplaced and the blessings that we have, we may not always use them to the fullest extent. And so listen to this story that Jesus shares. He had been teaching in the presence of a crowd, and there were persons that were now starting to ask some questions. And so we will begin with a question that is asked directly to Jesus, but which you will see he answers it in a method and in a manner that was unexpected. And he does it by telling us an important story, which is grounded in life experiences. So may we hear the word of the Lord from Luke. Luke 12, beginning with verse 13, continuing through verse 21. Someone from the crowd said to him, "Teacher," or rabbi, "tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." "Friend," he said to him, "who appointed me a judge or an arbitrator over you?" So he doesn't answer the question. Rather, he told them, "Watch out and be on guard against all greed, because one's life is not the abundance of one's possessions." Then he told them a parable. A rich man's land was very productive. He thought to himself, "What should I do since I don't have anywhere to store my crops? I will do this," he said. "I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones and store all my grain and all my goods there. Then I'll say to myself, 'You have many goods stored up for many years. Take it easy. Eat, drink, and enjoy yourself.'" Now we all know that's fine as long as things are going our way. And so Jesus reminds the person, "But you haven't thought about this." And so he says, "But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' That's how it is with the one who stores up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." Today we will be talking more and looking at practical ways in which we are rich toward God. May God bless the reading of his holy word, and we will now go to our special music, "Are You Washed in the Blood?" A great gospel hymn.
Are you fully trusting?
great gospel hymn reminding us of what Christ has done for us and why that in an important time such as we are in now, that it is important that we be Christ-like in all that we do. For we have indeed been washed in the blood of the Lamb. One way to respond to a crisis situation like the one we were in is to be rich towards God. You might think at first, well, what do you mean? Let me remind you of something from a lesson in history. In a well-known book, The Rise of Christianity, a sociologist reconsiders history. Rodney Stark reminds us that the early Christians really made a mark on the larger society in their practice of hospitality, their care for widows, for those in need, as well as the sick. Their efforts were so well known that the pagan historians and philosophers, the people of the land, were so aware of what they were doing and could not understand why they would open themselves up like that. But they did, because they understood the importance of serving others, of meeting needs and addressing them as they have presented themselves. And so while we are practicing social distance and we are trying to contain the virus and be a part of containing it and stopping its spread, there's still things we can do. We don't want to have an environment of panic and fear and worry over uncertainty. Government officials, public health workers, employers, schools are all trying to work together to handle this the best way we know possible. Many of you are working remote. In fact, maybe most. We also know that there are many needs that people have. And we as Christians, just as the early Christians, are presented with a very unique opportunity right now to be bearers of hope and love. And so, here's some things that we want to remember that these passages remind us. First, go back to that saying in Hebrews 13:8. God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. That is that promise. God has taken care of us. He is taking care of us. And He will take care of us, all of us. Second, we can provide food and resources for those in our midst that are in need. I've had food, Carol and I have had food brought to us by our family members because they wanted to make sure that as much as possible we would stay put since we are in that elevated age group, as many of you who are listening may also be. And we're thankful for the generosity and the care that is being given. And as we can continue to help people within the confines of social distancing, may we do so. We can also pray earnestly. Prayer is not just an afterthought. It is the most powerful tool we have because we can lay our concerns before the throne of grace and ask for God's grace and mercy in these times of need. So be lifting up persons in prayer. It's important. As you're lifting them up, also study God's word. Take a deeper look, a daily look. Spend time in God's word and focus on His promises. And remind your family and your friends of those promises. You know, we can still pick up the phone and give someone an encouraging call. We can text message. We can post via various social media outlets. We can still communicate, as we are doing with this podcast today. May we continue to lift each other up and remind each other that God will see us through this. We can demonstrate calmness under pressure. Persons will be watching us to see how we behave and how we encounter and how we address this crisis situation that we are in. And so that brings me to the two passages that we have for today. The one in Proverbs, I would like to say, is a wise saying involving our relationships that we have with each other. Relationships, not things, relationships. It reminds us that it's important that we are to honor commitments and obligations as much as we can within the contexts that we find ourselves in. However, sometimes maybe we overpromise and we underperform. Are we good stewards of our resources? Are we willing to be hospitable and generous? Now is a time when many of us will be in need, that as we are able, may we help each other out because of the blessings that we have received. Because this is a time where many persons are looking at some uncertainties in the future, uncertainties with work, uncertainties with resources, and the like. These are real issues. And where we are in a position to help, may we do so. As we are generous, are we generous to those in need? Are we Christ-like? I'm reminded of what Jesus shared with us and Matthew records in chapter 25. We may want to take a moment and reread Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46. Where Jesus says, if you have done it to the least of these, you have done it to me. As we encounter needs, may God enable us to meet those needs to the extent that we are possible and that we are able. May we be willing to practice benevolence and hospitality. And may we open our hearts to family, friends, and our neighbors. You know, this gets back to the two commandments that Jesus reminded us are so important, to love God and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Now, the passage in Luke, being rich toward God rather than being rich, or rather than being a rich fool. How much have the last 2 weeks reminded us of the attempts to build bigger barns? I think about the hoarding of toilet paper and hand sanitizer. How many barns were built in trying to hoard products? And the futility of building bigger barns. Those of us that are saving for retirement in various forms have been on a roller coaster ride. That uncertainty in the moment. But maybe we fail to realize God is going to give us everything that we need. Maybe we should focus less on our possessions and more on our relationships. What about our relationship to God? What about our relationship to family? Relationships to friends, people, God's children? Are we more caught up in building storehouses for things rather than embracing each other and taking care of each other? This parable also reminds us of the story Jesus tells in the parable that Luke later tells in chapter 18, verses 13 through 23, the rich young ruler. He had a problem letting go of his possessions. He was reminded by Jesus that it's important to serve God and your neighbor. And so he asked him to open himself up and share his resources. But he couldn't quite part with them. Kind of like building that big barn. We're also reminded of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, where in Matthew chapter 6, 19 through 24, verses 19 through 24, Jesus reminds us, do not store our treasures on earth. Our hearts are linked to what we treasure more. Do we put God at the top of that list? For we're reminded that we cannot serve God and money. Or another way of saying it is this: divided houses don't stand. It's important to have our priorities right. Building treasures in heaven through relationships that we establish also here on earth. When we see needs and have resources, as the Proverbs reminds us, will we help? Will we practice hospitality? Will we be benevolent with each other? Will we take more time to cultivate relationships rather than just accumulating possessions? We may be able to pass some of our earthly wealth to our heirs and to organizations. And sometimes people have tried to bury their resources with them in the grave. But you know, you can't take it with you, but you can bless others. And when we have the opportunity to bless, may we choose to bless. You know, if we're honest with ourselves, if we are truly greedy, can we ever get enough? Can we be content with what we have? You know, God does provide us with enough. We are His children. We are favored. One of the cures for greed is a changed heart, one that transitions from things to people, relationships. God can do this. God does this in our lives. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, Jesus says, I stand at the door and knock. Right now, as we go through these periods of time of quarantine, social distances, and as we look to the future, may we realize that God is at our front door knocking. May we continually open that door and welcome Him in, and allow Him to help us to get through this. You know, there are treasures that money just cannot buy. Let me give you this story that's been reminded to me, and I've been able to, been blessed to witness it. Think of a grandchild walking around singing Jesus Loves Me. You may not think that singing Jesus Loves Me this much has caught on, but it has caught on. Think of a child, a young child, going around singing, "Jesus loves me," and then walking up to you and say, "I love you." That's an example of being rich toward God, from the eyes and the voice and the smiles of a child. Our treasures are not ours. We forget that sometimes. They're on loan from God. How do we use our treasures? Do we earmark them to help others and to also to further God's kingdom? Perhaps that's what Jesus is trying to remind us in these passages, in this particular parable, and in the related scriptures that we have shared today. So, how can we walk in the wisdom of God and be rich toward God? Let me offer some practical suggestions that we can employ in our daily lives. First, now is not the time to be a hoarder. May we be generous and share our resources. That is part of being the sower of seed that we talked about a couple of weeks ago. That's sowing the seeds of the gospel and bearing fruits of the gospel through serving others. May we help each other with the resources that we have. Second, may we choose to live in peace. May we be a helper, kind and considerate with everyone we encounter. Now, to make this practical, this is particularly the case when we're in the grocery store and we're looking for resources, or we may be standing in lines, or when we might be in a line to pick up food. Remember, a lot of our restaurants are having it tough. They can't open for persons to meat to eat, but they can do takeout. And so we help them by doing that, but may we also, as we wait, be patient as well. It's important. Third, allow the present crisis and pandemic to bring out our best behavior, not our worst. Remember who we are and whose we are. We're God's children. Persons will notice, just as the early Christians were noticed for how they responded in the Greek and Roman communities in which they served. May we practice those two commandments, love God and love our neighbors, and practice the golden rule, do unto others as we would have them do unto you, rather than doing to them before they do it to us. May we practice that wisdom from both the Old Testament and the New Testament. In times of crisis, it's important to model godliness and contentment. May we share more. May we share more. Let us also trust in God. This is a time where I've thought a lot this week about how Jesus was able to sleep in the boat out in the midst of the sea in the middle of a storm. Jesus was able to sleep. He wakes up and then he calms it down. He's reminding us of something. God is in control, even in the midst of the turbulences that we face. And then I'm also reminded of something that I encountered in a devotional reading this week that I'd like to share with you as we close. It comes from the resurrection account in the Gospel of Mark. Mark 16, verse 7. And it reminds, or Jesus reminds those who were coming to the tomb that he was going before them to Galilee. Jesus is with us, but Jesus is also ahead of us. And that's something that we can take great comfort in, and that is something that can give us that sense of inner peace, that calmness. Jesus is with us in the midst of the storm, and he's also ahead of us. These were the words that were shared in the devotional that I want to share with you as we close the sermon that meant so much. And they're very applicable to what we're facing right now. I've altered them slightly to make the point stronger. For the challenging and discouraging moments of our life, it's understandable that we may grow fearful and uncertain about the next step. Perhaps we may even know what we should do, but following through leaves us weak in the knees. If we can focus on Jesus, then the details will fall into place. It may not end up the way we expect or even desire, but we will find peace and security if we stay close to Jesus. He's ahead of us, and he will show us the way. Dear Lord, it is our prayer that God will guide us and will give us the strength to take the right steps forward each day. Amen. Our hymn of decision is Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. We won't have the music to that. I wanted to share with you the words to this powerful hymn. And then we will have our benediction and a closing song, which is very, very appropriate. God will take care of you. Phil brought this to my attention as we were going. And I said, that's a great hymn, and it's a great way to conclude what we're doing today. So we will conclude with God will take care of you. But let's go back for a second. Our hymn of decision. If you're hearing this podcast, and you know you need to let Jesus in your heart and allow him to be your Lord and Savior, ask him to forgive you and to come into your heart and be willing to accept him as your Lord and Savior. And if you're willing to make that decision, take it a step further and start worshiping with the local congregation. And get involved in what they're doing. For those of you that have already made a decision, and if you need to recommit, particularly as we go through this time of crisis and pandemic, recommit your life to Jesus. God is with us, and God goes before us. We can trust him. Take the time to do that. Blessed Be the Tie That Binds is an old song. Berea was established in 1855, but this song goes back even way before that. The lyrics were written by John Fawcett, 1782. And the arrangement that we customarily sing was provided by Lowell Mason in 1845. The song is grounded in an Old Testament scripture and a New Testament scripture. The Old Testament scripture, if you would like to study it and read further and do that as part of your Bible study going forward this week, is Hosea 11, chapter 4. And then also 1 Corinthians 12:25. Also, please be remembering that each day we have posted the Lent readings leading up to Easter. So continue to dive deep into those scriptures as well. But let's take a moment here and just focus on the three verses of Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. Very often after the Lord's Supper, we sing this song as a fellowship song. And we're very, very accustomed with the first verse. But we oftentimes may not go into that second and third verse. And so the first verse, of course, is, "Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love. The fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above." That's part of that being rich toward God. Verse 2, "Before our Father's throne," that's that throne of grace, "we pour our ardent prayers. Our fears, our hopes, our aims are one. Our comforts and our cares." That second verse speaks directly to where we are right now in our daily lives. The third verse, "we share our mutual woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other flows the sympathizing tear." May we practice that hospitality. May we share in the resources that we have. This song reminds us of what we share together. Amen. So as we close our podcast today and we prepare for the challenges that we will face in the coming days, may we be strengthened by the first two verses of Hebrews chapter 13. They go like this. Let brotherly love continue. Don't neglect to show hospitality. For by doing this, some have welcomed angels as guests without knowing it. And all God's people said, Amen, and may God be with us all until we meet again, both physically or on the next podcast. May God be with you. And remember, in the hymn that is now going to be played, God will take care of you. Always.